and let them have dominion.
The kingdom of God is within people. It's the advancement of the people that is advancement
because
of the kingdom.
Faith must be backed by
the assignment of this ministry is found from that verse.
You're onto a word encounter as Pastor David Ogbeli ministers God's word to you with simplicity and power. God bless you.
He created them to control the earth, to control the circumstances on earth, just like God controls the heavenlies.
Father, we thank you. We honor you. We bless your holy name. We come into your holy presence this morning to seek your face, to be in your presence, to inquire for your temple. Come and direct our paths. Come and illuminate our hearts. Come and infuse your plans and purposes in our hearts. Come and infuse strategies. Give us divine strategies. Enable us to walk in obedience and in partnership with you in this season of grace. Let there be no limits whatsoever in the lives of anyone that will be able to go believing you for maximum returns, maximum harvest, maximum manifestation of your will in our lives. We give you praise. We give you thanks. Thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. First John chapter 2, verse 20. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written you, verse 21, because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Verse 27. The anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. You need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie. Even as he has taught you, you shall abide in him. Verse 20. You have an unction from the Holy One that causes you to know all things. So 21 said, if we preach or write or talk to you, it's not because you don't know, but it's because you know the truth. And that there is no lie that is of the truth. The anointing does not lie. The anointing does not lie. The anointing does not lie. Archbishop Idahosa got that one to sink into my head a couple of years ago. And that he said there is no error in the anointing. No. Do you know why people miss it? They make these decisions from their soul, from their emotion, from their intellect, and then they go and carry divine label and put on it. They pick up things from their soul, from their intellect, and then they go and carry God and put on top of it as a label. When I discovered that the anointing does not miss it, anointing, there is no guesswork in it. There is no error in it. And I realize that my mistakes and my errors are the result of my own judgment. That's why if you're going to work with God, you have to learn to prove all things. 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 Hold fast to that which is good. What is it that he's talking about proving? What is hearing? I'm hearing. So you have to, because once you get it from the Holy Ghost, there can't be error in it. There is one thing that guarantees a year for me: accuracy of discernment, accuracy of direction. I cannot fail in that one. If I fail, the year is like, I cannot fail. So I start even before we enter the year. And then by the time we go for prophetic conference, I subject everything. The period of January when we're doing fasting and prayer, no matter what it is, I've cleaned it up. Now, as I'm saying this, I'm going to make another statement. Go back to 1 John chapter 2. I read from verse 20. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written you. And I want you to notice that this thing gives you guidance on everything. On business, on what to invest on marriage, on relationship. It gives you guidance on everything. Now, in the days when the Holy Spirit had not come like this, when he used to be on a few men, they are called prophets, then priests. There is nothing you can go to a prophet for that you don't get guidance on. Of course, the life of the children of Israel were literally governed by these men that were anointed. You don't go to a prophet and say, "Sir, I have these two business proposals. I don't know which one I'm to pursue." He will tell you, "Please, God doesn't deal with business matters." The highest thing he will say, "Bring me a minister, get himself under the anointing, or maybe take a few minutes or a few whatever." Or if he is not breaking through, he will ask you to give him 1 or 2 days. He gets you the answer. And the answer they get never fails. All the kings, when they want to go to battle, when they want to make decisions, they go to them. I told you last year, if you learn to hear from God for yourself, you have laid hold of one of the most important things you can have in the spiritual world. And then if you learn to hear from him for others, you have become a very dangerous person. You will be sought out. You will be wealthy. You will be sought out. So the people will be looking out for you. Even your bread and knife, they know that you are accurate in your discernment. It becomes another thing. That's what, watch me when I preach. I don't preach from the mental realm. I don't preach from where pastors and preachers preach. I don't come from this mental realm. I don't. If I preach 100 sermon in a year, it will be less than 2% you can pick that came out from that realm. There will be less than 2%. So every one of us have proper positioning for this year. And you have to be in it. 1 John chapter 2. I go back, verse 20. You have an anointing from the Holy One. And you know, it's not some things. He said the Holy Spirit shall guide you into all truths. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it. And there is no lie in it. So what happens is that whenever the preacher comes, what you will see is that God uses his mouth to confirm things that have been going on inside you. Maybe you have not really put your hands on it. You have not finally concretized it. You find that God uses us to solidify, confirm it. But if you are not in that realm, when we talk to you, you become like a move. Like it's the same thing when God is talking. You are in a different frequency. You are very far. If you are in that realm, you find that most of the time what your pastor will tell you will not be far. It won't. It's a mood that needs flogging to flog it into shape. Because you're already picking this thing. You may not have finally concretized it to turn it into a decision. But you find that by the time, especially somebody like me, that even if I hear things about you, I'll just tell you, I think you should, because I have found that in raising leaders, there's a stage you get to. You don't just instruction, except where we're in battlefront or we're dealing with divine purpose. When you're dealing with their life, sometimes you guide them into, just like you do with your children when they start growing up. When they are young, you just instruct. When they start growing, if you want to teach them to become people who can make right decisions, you don't always make it for them. Even when you know what it is, you guide them into it. The problem is that these ones who are very far, they are... Because you have not said, "Thus said the Lord," they will be looking at you like human beings.
Like some of them who are very close to me, I said, if I wake up early in the morning and call you and I'm talking to you about something, take that thing serious. It's not a normal thing that I'm telling you. Because you don't see me every time put God's name on issues. Spiritual life and ministry, those two things, are spiritually administered. They are not run by opinions or by committee, what we think. It's when you come to strategy, when you come to planning, the human, whatever. But when it comes to direction, you don't do it like that. When it comes to strategy, planning, then you get human beings together too. Now, how do we accomplish what God has said? What do we need to do? They also trust God to inspire, to direct, but we are allowed to now settle down and come up with strategy. 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. These things are very critical to divine guidance. Because all you have to do is correct your motive, that what is driving you is that Jesus might be glorified. Simple. Take away ambition or what you want or what you don't want. You remember when Jesus was here, he kept saying it. I have not come to do my own will. I have come to do the will of him that sent me. The second thing when it comes to ministry is, Lord, what have you put on the set man? What have you given him? Because when it comes to the what is called the big picture, God won't bother you about that. He won't. What has you have you given to someone? Show me how to play my role to help them. But when you are after your own, you have already laid the first foundation for error. You will end up in wrong judgment. You will. That's why the scripture that teaches on guidance, Romans chapter 12, said the first qualification is consecration. Then presenting your body. If you do that, you will eliminate self. Then you renew your mind with the word, which is where I'm going next. When you renew your mind with the word, what it does is that you will be able to prove, you will be able to discern what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. Just two things. First, consecration. Consecration is you have laid down, you have made the commitment, I'm not after what I want. I want your will done. This thing is not about you. It's about Jesus and the plan of the Father. And when you come into a ministry, it's not about you. Find out what God is telling the set man. Find it out. Then you find your place. If you are in an organization, for example, a secular organization, it's very simple. What is the goal? What is the plan in the heart of management for this organization this year? Then you now fit in how you can play a strategic role to help bring it to pass. These are the things that move people very far, move people forward. Move people forward. You don't just get in and say anything you like and start running. There is a head of the church. You don't acknowledge him, you're already in error. And then that headship of the church also functions on earth through human agencies. So at every time, head is the key. If it's marriage, head. Church, head. Spiritual life, head. Trace the things from that direction. Then you have direction. Don't go and get direction from a hand. Don't go and get it from a leg. Don't go and get it from a neck. Get it from a head. There is government in the kingdom. That's what he's saying. You disconnect from that and refuse to acknowledge that you have gone far. You are even Antichrist. And you can come up with something that is completely opposing God without you knowing. He said many men have called even die without even getting into the first phase of their ministry. What causes such a thing? People just set up their own agenda, plans and purposes and run and forget. 1 John chapter 2. I'm talking to you about divine guidance because that's the most critical. Direction is the most important thing to get right. get direction right, a lot of other things will be right. Okay, going back to verse 23, whosoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. Just like whosoever denies, if you are in this ministry, you refuse to acknowledge me, you don't have Christ either. How do you do that? How do you jump all this? And then you refuse Christ, you think you have the Father. How do you do it? How do you even jump those rescues? How do you do it? Verse 23, whosoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son gets the plan of God. It's that simple. You know, verse 24, therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. This is where the renewing of your word, your mind with the word comes in. Let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. Now, let me say this. The program for 2010 is not starting now. It started in 2009. You remember January last year, Obama was sworn in. God's plan for the black race took off. The new season has been on. It's not starting now. The new season. We're in a new season. We're in a new season. If you go back to 2009, you see strategic teachings we have given you that you need to function with this year. There are other ones that are coming up, like some of the things I'm saying about grace, but it didn't start now. You will see those strategic whatever. Go and get those materials. You even know what to teach your people. Renew your mind with them. Yes, there are some other directions that will come this year. But if you notice, you were going to find the ones that will be just capturing what we're saying this year will be like somebody maybe cutting the tail of a fish. If you want to get the full thing, you have to get the direction was already provided from last year. You won't be confused where we are going or what we are saying per time. God is not the type of person that changes his words every morning. No. God is consistent. Until he has accomplished what he has said, then. He's not the type of person that, you know, like some people, they just wake up today and want to know whether God has changed because they say there is new year. You just change, scatter all the things that God is trying to do with you. Say you are making one plan. You're a crazy person. God is not like that. God is consistent in his character. Doesn't change direction every morning. It's not like that. It's not like that. God has a plan, a blueprint for a season. What you notice that that blueprint builds, like, you know how pregnancy develops. That's how it is. You will see connectivity in it. You know, I did this in these 400 and something messianic prophecies about Jesus Christ, given at different times. It's like puzzle. When you bring it together, it just fits. That's how God talks. It might bring some further understanding this morning. But when you look at it, you see it's just clarification of what he said. What you see some people is that they just disconnect themselves from divine plan in the name that they are seeking direction. Pluck themselves completely. Land themselves in deep waters that God did not send them into. Because they think God is like them, that is unstable. Very unstable person. That's why the word is ultimate when it comes to guidance. You have to pay heed to the things you've been taught. Throw them away. You are in deep, you find yourself in a mess. You find yourself in a mess. Verse 24, therefore, let that abide in you, which you heard from the beginning. You have to keep listening to it. I like the way he said it to Joshua. Don't think just because Moses is dead, I just change all my principles and values. Remember what Moses, my servant, said to you. Don't depart from it to the left or to the right. That's the instruction. This book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth. Meditate on it day and night. Get those messages. Stay on it day and night. You think you have heard them? Because you were in the service and heard us when we taught them. You think you know what we are talking about? Meditate on it day and night. Meditate on it day and night. That I may observe to do according to. And then you will make your way prosperous. You will have good success. Find the ones who will stay with the message. Find the ones who will honor the messenger. You will see grace pursuing them. If you want to summarize all this key, the grace on every ministry, just like the anointing, is in the message and the messenger. The beauty of how God arranged it like this is that somebody from a very far place who might not be able to reach us can tap into it. You know what shocked me about anywhere? There is a transfer of the same anointing, the same authority, the same. There's always a transfer of the same instruction or the same message. If it's Moses transferring to Joshua, to Joshua, God said, remember that word, don't depart from it to the left or to the right. If it's Moses to Aaron, he said, put all the words in his mouth. Let him be to you like a prophet. You be to him like a God. Then the rod of Moses will be working in his hands. When he said it's Jesus to the disciple, he said he gave them power against unclean spirit to heal all manner of sicknesses. He told them exactly what to say. He said, whatever house you enter, when you enter, say, peace be on this. And then he said, tell them the kingdom of God. When you finish preaching the kingdom, heal the sick, cast out them. Freely you have received, freely give. If you leave the message, you also lose the grace. The scripture said the Lord walking with them, confirming the word, not confirming their person. If all of us want to function in this same glory we are functioning, stay with the message. Let me show you two scriptures on that. Even though this is almost like it's outside what I'm trying to do. You know, look at Exodus chapter 7, for example. So the Lord said to Moses, see, I've made you a God to Pharaoh. Aaron, your brother, shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you, and Aaron, your brother, shall tell Pharaoh to send the children of Israel out of Egypt. Moses' job is to put the words in Aaron's mouth. Aaron's mouth is to say it, and every Pharaoh must obey. Then Pharaoh's heart will be hardened so that there will be supernatural backing the word. And the result is at the end of the Egyptians will know that I'm God. How do you convert the Egyptians if the words you say are not backed by power? Verse 7, Moses was 80 years old. Verse 8, 6 says, so Moses and Aaron did so, just as the Lord commanded them. So did they. So Moses was 80 years old. Aaron was 83 years old. How can you make an 83-year-old man who is 3 years older than you look like he can't get his own message? How can you tell him that you are God to his? These are our problems. These are the reasons why life is babbling people's head. You see them? These are the problem. Are you trying to make me look like I can't get my revelations? After all, am I not even older than you? So, verse 9, when Pharaoh speak to you saying, show a miracle for yourself, then you shall say to Aaron, take your rod. That's the rod of Moses. Cast it before Pharaoh and let it become a serpent. So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and they did so, just as the Lord commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh. You see? Rod of Moses is now Aaron's rod. He's working for him, just like no man's business. The truth is that 80% of the time, it was Aaron using that rod. Where was he there when Moses was having the encounter? No. But whatever God gives, he doesn't just give it to that set man. The Lord gave the word, great, as a company of them that publish it. If you get people now, they might not be so anointed, though. Teach them this same secret. pastor's tips. Each direction will provide in a way. When you take it to your side, like you will see explosion this year. The church will be growing at an alarming rate. God uses baby Christians. So you will see people that are not yet. So you'll be using them to cast out the raising the dead. If you can just show them. Because that same angelic backing behind the minister will be in all those chapters. That same anointing will be in all those chapters. That same grace. When people walk into your chapter, they are, this is not really Dominion City. Where is pastor? Which chapter is pastor? Let me go there. That's nonsense. Pharaoh will listen. This is man in authority, government. Listening to the boy, Aaron. What makes them listen? He has hooked into it. The Holy Spirit does not do self-promotion. The Holy Spirit never talks to you about himself. He talks to you about Jesus. Jesus never talks about himself. He talks about the Father. There are a few things about his office, the role that he plays, that he has to explain to you so that you understand how the thing works. But his job is pointing to the Father. The Holy Spirit points to him. It's very simple. And there will be order in that your place. The people that come there won't leave. Because it's not just what they see of the man there. There is a stronger thing that holds them there. It's true. That's the way God did it. Verse 10. And Moses said to Aaron, Moses and Aaron went in before Pharaoh. They did so, just as the Lord commanded. Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servant, and he became a serpent. Was it there when God told Moses, cast that rod on the floor? He cast it, he became a serpent. Hold it by the tail, he turned back to rod. Was it there? But now he's working for him. And of course, Pharaoh called his wise men, the sorcerers. So the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantment. Every man threw down his rod, and they became serpent. But Aaron's rod. No, did you see that he didn't say Moses' rod? Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Go to Exodus chapter 4. You also see at the initial stage when God was here. Verse 14. The anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. You know, 13, he said, O Lord, O my Lord, please send by the hand of whosoever you may send. He's trying to tell God to send another person. God was angry at that. You tell God that he doesn't know what he's saying because he designed you, designed your purpose, what you have to do. A cop is telling a man, I can't fetch this water. I can't carry water. Please find another vessel. Anyway, God said this to him. It's not Aaron, the Levite, your brother. I know that he can speak well. Look, he's also coming out to meet you. When he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. And which is also part of the secret for guidance. When you find the place where God has called you, find the man he has called you to, there is that signal within you. You heard voice, you didn't hear voice, not important. When you find the man God has called you to and the place he has called you to, there is this signal within you. There is a knowing, there is a witness that God gives. So the Lord said, your brother can talk. Now, having eloquence, having the gift of communication, being an orator, being gifted in communication, doesn't mean it's different from having the content, the message. Just because you are good, you can move crowd, you can mean all that, you don't take off and be saying anything you like. Frustration will not end, though. It will not end. There is grace for this thing. There is grace for this thing. Okay, let's go down there. So here is God's instruction. I want you to learn this thing. Verse 15. you shall speak to him and put words in his mouth. Anywhere you find transfer of the same grace, the same power, the same authority, you will find this thing. If this condition is not met, that grace will not work. If this condition is met, if there are 1,000, you see all of them carrying the same thing. Because the anointing is in the message and in the messenger. It's not just the man that carries. That word, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The words are containers. They are carrying that same virtue or that same grace that go with that commission. What you have to learn is how you and your ministry team must line up with the message we've been given. You're going to see tremendous things that will blow your mind this year. It's very simple. Wednesday, you have listened to the tape. Thursday or Friday, you have listened to it the second time. You are born Saturday meditating on it. You, as you are meditating, you will be getting all that understanding about it. Sunday, you are vomiting it. When you start preaching it, you will see the anointing that was present the day that message was preached. It will be in that service. You see the same angels that did the work, they will be there. And if you pray for people after that, you will see the kind of miracles that happened the day. It will happen in that service. Verse 15. Now you shall speak to him and put words in his mouth. Being an orator, he can speak. God acknowledges that. He has the gift of communication. But he said, put content. Put words in his mouth. And when you do, what is the result? I will be with your mouth and with what? Have you seen the grace that is with Moses transfers to Aaron's mouth? When the words in Moses' mouth transfers to Aaron's mouth. Is it not what God told Joshua? Don't depart from this thing to the left or to the right. Then as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. No man shall be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. If you go to Deuteronomy 11, you see that is exactly the word he told Moses. No man shall be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. He told Moses that same thing. Deuteronomy 11. In Joshua 1, he tells the same thing to Joshua. Watch it. Thou shalt speak unto him, put words in his mouth. And what will happen? I will be with thy mouth and with his. And I will teach you what you shall do. Verse 16. So he shall be your spokesman unto the people. Have you seen it? In that way, I don't need to be in a sorrow. I won't need to be in a joy. Because the people will be under the same ministry. What is in my heart? Tuesday, I will have transferred it. Sunday, the people have heard it. And the same power that will be in the meeting when I'm transferring will be in the meeting when you are transferring, because you have understood the divine order. He will be your spokesman unto the people. There are 3 million people here. And he shall be even, he shall be to thee instead of a mouth. And thou shalt be to him instead of God. You want to hear from God? Come on Tuesdays here and hear it. Get the tapes and hear from God. Go to the people. Let the people hear from God. You want to tell me I'm doing 50 days fast so God can direct me. You're a fool that does not understand anything. You're a fool. It's the kingdom that is your mind needs to be open to understand the kingdom. You see a pastor, you say, I'm doing 21 days, I'm looking for direction. Satan will talk to him. He's a foolish man. Satan will talk to him. Why won't you talk to him? God talks to the head. The head sends the signal down. Satan talks to the subordinate and wanted to send it up. Why didn't you go to talk to Adam? He goes to talk to Eve. God doesn't talk to Eve, he talks to Adam. Adam gives the direction to Eve. It's a very simple thing. Now the spirit of rebellion and the spirit of disorder won't allow certain people get it. So at the end of the day, they lose their inheritance and lose their destiny. Can you imagine being in the army? Then they are given instruction and all that. You say, let me go and fast to get instruction. Anyway. Joshua chapter 1. Just to verify it one more time. Then I'll show it to you in the New Testament and I'll leave it. Look at how Paul transferred his grace to Timothy. He said, the things you have heard from me, put it, is it on 1 Timothy 2:2 or 2 Timothy 2:2? 1 Timothy 2:2. Put it up. The things you have learned from me, you transfer to faithful men that will be able to transfer. This grace will keep transferring to a generation. Because he has already laid hands on this guy. Transferred his gifts. Put certain... Talking about Timothy. 2 verse 2. 2 Timothy. The things that you have heard of me among many witnesses is the same message you commit to faithful men. When you get your own 12, that's what you... Who shall be able to teach others also? The Lord gave the word, great was the company of them that published it. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of them that published it. If you check the early church, the scripture said very simple. After those men have collected all this stuff from Jesus and have been commissioned, the Bible said the early church, they stayed steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. You're not allowed to come and be saying anything you like there. And then the Bible said, and great grace was upon them all. Joshua chapter 1. So the rod in my hand should work in your hand. And if it does, if you see the rate at which we're going to see multiplication this year, the brethren will be growing in grace. After the death of Moses, even when the man is dead, I want you to see that this same principle is going on here. The same thing that happened to Aaron. Now look at it here. Servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Moses, son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even the children of Israel. Verse 3. Every place the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given you, as I said to Moses. If you go to Deuteronomy 11, you will see that he has told Moses this same thing. Every place the sole of your feet, no man shall be able to stand before thee. It's not new. Verse 4. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea, towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. Verse 5. There shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Verse 6. Be strong and of good courage, for unto these people you shall divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Verse 7. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. If you do it, you will prosper with the servant that I got. Verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success. Is it because we have not compiled all these teachings as books? These tapes shall not depart from thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate on it day and night. Stop teaching nonsense. Go and teach our tapes. Go and teach them. And you will see the same. What is the difference when I'm ministering and when you are ministering? It will be the same thing. Thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. How many of you want to succeed? That is it now. That is it. That is it. Verse 9. Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. All you have to do is look at me and see that there is great. You see what is going on. You can have it. You can even have it double. One more thing the Lord asked me to tell you is, he said you are to set goals, but after you set it, stay focused. Avoid distraction. You will achieve it. Stay focused. Stay focused. He said the devil, because he knows that grace has been released in this season, there is nothing he will be able to do to stop you. He will try one trick as the year goes by, distract you again from it. So I'm going to be folding this so we can go to goals. But, you know, what I was showing you, let me show you one more New Testament. I've quoted a couple of them. But let me show you one example. Jesus and his disciples. Matthew chapter 10, for example. I think, let me show you one, why he was there with them. Scripture always say he gave them power. When he had called the 12, verse 1, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases. I want you to look at that. What level of sicknesses can they heal based on this scripture? Eh? All kinds. What types of diseases can they heal? So where did we get all this cancer is this one, HIV is the other one. Where did we get all this classification? That we will bring out some and make them impossible for God's power. Is it not in our mind? Now the question you will ask is the man transferring the grace, how many sicknesses bows to him and how many diseases? All. So the same thing is what he gave these guys. But now, look at the next line. After listing their names, he left them with some instructions. For example, verse 5 said, Jesus sent them and commanded, do not go in any way to the Gentiles. Do not enter a city of the Samaritans. Go to the lordship of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When you preach this message, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely you give. And if you read down, he started telling them, the same finances, same way I have provision, provision will also follow you. And that's what I'm trying to let you know. If you stay with the message, you will have the supernatural backing, you will have the same grace, and you will have the same provision. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. The anointing, he's the head of Aaron. He goes down to his bed, down to the skirt of his garment. That is that simple. You honor the messenger. That's the secret. You hold the message. You drink it. You sink it in. You find that same glory on your life. Preach the kingdom of heaven. If you see how Jesus began, the last message was preached. As you do it, you will get the same confirmation that I get. Those messianic ministry, messianic signs and wonders, including raising the dead, you will have the same thing. Go. And they went, and that was the result that they saw. Don't go on our platform and be saying, Pastor Olukoya said, you'll be a madman. you are allowed to quote only your Moses. I will be to him like a god. Let him be to you like a prophet. Can you imagine if you're a prophet, you go and say, Olokun said, Idemili said, won't they kill you? They will kill you that day. That's the last day you prophesy. But if you are Olokun's priest, you will be mad to say Jehovah said or Allah said. Olokun will kill you that day. They will find your corpse on that shrine. I'll show you one more scripture because this thing is so critical. The secret of all of us bearing the same grace. All of us bearing the same grace. Because, you know, I'm going to be bringing in, ordaining 120 new pastors in Lagos only this year. Some of them are secular people. But this is the key. He walks, he doesn't walk. It's not the point. The tapes, the books. When he finishes soaking, when he comes to his chapter, you will know that this is Dominion City. That is exactly what it is. It is expedient for you that I go away so your potentials can manifest. That's why we're giving you chapters. If not, I'll keep all of you here, church members. You'll be doing ushering for me, doing whatever. But that's not it. There is something, a calling on your life. Then we'll be running this one mountain. All of you will be giving me, you know, every pastor, it has moved from here to my tummy. I move from tummy to my eye. Please lay the hands here. Last week, when you laid hands, he moved down. Today, he has moved up. Please lay hands. That's what you will be doing. That's what you will be doing. Pastor, I fought my wife. I beat hell out of her. Please help us. What kind of nonsense is that? But a lot of those people you see in the congregation are trapped like that. But they are called to be ministers. This is what you need to. You don't need to worry about what I will preach or whatever. The message has been given. You don't need to worry about the power. The power too has been given. Hook into the message. Honor. Bring honor, finance to the. This same thing will rest on you and it will rest on the walk. That's the simple thing. And they will see it walking. I don't know. I don't have a power. I don't have. You don't need any power, anything. It has been given. When the man went to 40 days fast, were they there? No. Now he said he gave them. Because Jesus even said something that was mind-blowing. He said, why the bridegroom? He said, these guys are not allowed to fast. And they don't need to overstretch themselves too much. He said, because I'm here. When I jive now, they will learn to fast and do some of these things. And it's the same thing with spiritual defense. There's no way Satan can come and grab a man under my covering. He can't do it. He has to contend with the wall first before he can touch what is inside it. But when people are out of covering and out of that because they don't understand these things, just suffer unnecessarily. John chapter 14. I think with this I will put an end. The secret of grace. The secret of grace. So enjoying the same grace. The honor side, the giving side. John chapter 14. Let me read from verse 12. He who believes in me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do. Because I go to my Father. I really want this to seal this for you so you can sink. Because once your eyes have been opened and that truth, you've got it, you've got it. He who believes in me. And Jesus said, most assuredly, this truly, truly again, I say unto you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father. Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Verse 15. He starts giving us the key. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. Just go on, you will see. Verse 17. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you shall know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer, the world will see me no more. But you will see me, because I live, you shall live also. At that day, you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? And Jesus answered and said, if anyone loves me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. The key to this Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, is the words. Here now he calls it commandments, plural, because it's basically the one about love and the one about the Great Commission. Simple. It's basically those two. It's about carrying the gospel of grace. It's about those two stuff. Those instructions and teachings given about love, and then, of course, the instruction he gave us about the Great Commission. Anybody that wants to see the glory of Christ, the Spirit of Christ, must stay with that. If you love me, you keep my commandments. My commandment. If you keep my commandments, then I and the Father will come and make our abode with you. The presence of God will rest upon you. If you want to see some mind-blowing stuff this year, stay with this principle. Stay with this principle. Amen.
Have you been impacted by this message? Please share your experience with Pastor David Ogbeli. Email address dominionimagemedia@yahoo.com or call 01792-6879. 0803-435-7959. 0803-590-9900.